This is Animal Heart Radio Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
I don't know where you are, but it is sure sunny here and beautiful in Kanab, Utah.
Oh, it's so warm out there. What a gorgeous day.
Oh, you didn't sound sincere or genuine.
It's, well, because I'm inside here and I want to be out there.
Want to be out there? Okay, yeah. Well, hey, this will make you want to stay inside.
Okay.
We have the great Caesar Millan.
The Caesar Millan.
From the National Geographic channel on cable.
Wow.
He is the dog whisperer. He is all the rave. He's a top seller all across all the bestseller lists. And he will be here. He has a brand new DVD out, and he will be joining us today. And I know that you know a little bit about his accent, don't you? You were just going to say
the women
something.
Will love it.
Yeah,
even if you don't listen to what he says, just listening to his voice is enough.
Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald has the same...
same effect.
Same allure. Also, we're going to get you qualified for the no-name giveaway. It's getting bigger and better, all the details on the way. But let's start off with my favorite part of the show, of course.
Oh, yes.
Hi, who's this?
Jamie.
Jamie, what is it? Amy or Jamie?
<Let's> Amy.
Amy, what can we do for you today?
Yes, I just got a new cat, and I have a lot of houseplants, and I'm worried about my cat eating them.
Ooh, that is actually a good, valid worry.
That's a problem. Cats, not all cats will nibble on your plants, but some cats will. And people wonder why your cat eats plants. When they, you know, think of cats in the wild and before they were domesticated, they eat meat. Why would a cat eat plants? But what happens is in the wild, they would eat mice and things like that the mice had eaten plants, so they were eating vegetation. So
doesn't it help them with their digestion?
It does. So they need vegetation. What you can do is they sell like special catnip plants.
Oh, a special plant.
Yes, it's a special plant.
Where would you buy those at?
You can usually get them at most pet stores, and you can get them already grown, or you can get them from seeds. And a lot of farmers market will sell like, what do you call those?
Square foot.
Yeah, square foots of them, and... But be careful, because if you do suspect your cat has eaten a plant, you want to make sure it's not poisonous. One thing to do is to go on the internet and get a list of all the different plants.
Like all the lilies are poisonous.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lilies are poisonous. And if you do think your cat has eaten a plant, you want to see what part of the plant it's eaten, because sometimes the leaves are poisonous. Sometimes it's just the stem. Sometimes it's just the flower. It's not always the whole plant. So find out if he does eat a plant, part of a plant, find out what part it's eaten. Call your veterinarian and tell him what kind of a plant and what part. And you may or may not have to worry about it.
Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just kind of keep him out of his way. And I know one that's really bad. A lot of people keep the aloe vera plant in their house, because they can just break it off when they have little cuts and scrapes. And stuff.
Yeah, I have that outside.
Okay, outside, because that is very poisonous for cats. So that is, you don't want to have that in there. But just keep them out of reach. Give your cat its own plant to chew on so it'll stay away from yours. And try to get the poisonous ones out of the house and out of its reach. And go online and just check them out.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Jamie Amy.
No problem. Thank you.
1-866-405-8405 if you want Miss Know-It-All. Judy, who seems to have an answer to everything, to answer your questions, give us a call now. Or that'll be the same number that you'll qualify for the no-name giveaway, which, of course, now includes...
What?
Can't tell you now.
I'll
tell you.
Oh.
We know what it already has so far. Uh-huh. It has the Steps for Pets condo.
This Bissell Spot Lifter.
And by the way, on the Steps for Pets condo, we just learned this week that if you have a dog, what good would a cat tree be for you? So they're going to actually create a dog mansion for you.
No, they can do that?
So whatever you have, if it's a dog or a cat, they will do it. Steps for Pets.
Amazing.
Check them out at stepsforpets.com. Also, we'll be adding this week, I can't tell you yet.
Stop it.
It's just going to get big, really
okay.
Big.
Okay.
I just got this article. This is actually an email. You know those wacky laws that your friends will always spout off when they're drunk at a bar? These are the laws that you find in a book. Uh-huh. That are like really old laws. They're real laws, but no one's really enforced them. They're kind of old. They were made a couple of centuries ago.
They haven't been taken off the books yet.
Someone emailed me this morning. They're about animals. In Paulding, Ohio, a police officer may bite a dog to quiet him.
What?
If he needs to quiet a dog, he may bite him.
Only a policeman can do this.
In Ventura, California.
Hey, we used to live there.
That's where the Animal Radio got its start. Cats and dogs are not allowed to have sex without a permit.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'll tell you. And after we lived there for a couple of decades, I'd say.
Yes.
And, boy, did we spend a lot of money on permits. It was bad. In Nevada, it's legal to hang a person for shooting your dog on your property, which I agree.
Yeah, let's leave that one on the books.
That should be nationwide.
Yes.
I think that's the only... Oh, here's one. Let's see. Oh, in Zion, Illinois, it's illegal for anyone to give lit cigars to dogs, cats, or other domesticated animals kept as pets.
Okay, why would you give an animal a lit cigar in the first place?
Whatsoever. Emily Yaffe, she's coming up in just a couple of minutes. She's a writer for Slate.com.
Hilarious.
She's written a book called, where'd that book go?
I think I took it from you.
Yeah, you're reading it somewhere.
What the Dog Did.
Yeah, What the Dog Did. And we're going to talk to her in just a couple of minutes. Also, Caesar Milan, the great Caesar Milan, will be joining us. Stick around for more Animal Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar? More indulgent than curling up on cashmere? And more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
I'm talking about my dog Chance and what a great product Comfort Zone has been. He had a lot of severe anxiety, separation problems. He redecorated my house several times for me when I had left him alone. Through a friend who gave me as a gift Comfort Zone, I started using it about 9 months ago. At one point, I ran out of it for a month and I saw a definite change in his personality right away. He's a small terrier type dog and he has a high energy level. Without it, he just is out of control. He can't seem to control himself. I work nights, and I had hoped that I would be able to leave Chance by himself. Before I got Comfort Zone, that was totally impossible. He had even jumped through one of the windows in my home and came down to where I work. After using Comfort Zone, I'm able to leave him in the evenings. He's a very much calmer dog. Even in the daytime, he's more relaxed. It's a godsend. I don't know what we would do without it. I think it's a great product, and it's really changed our lives. Comfort Zone is a godsend for us.
Congratulations. You've decided to make a dog a part of your life. If you chose to do so because you saw it at the pet store and fell in love, or you wanted to get it for your kids so they'd learn some responsibility, then you've just made a tragic mistake. Go directly to your local bookstore and read The Good, the Bad, and the Furry. It lays out the nitty-gritty details, The Good, the Bad, and the Furry, pertaining to more than 100 different varieties of canines. Do you love to garden? Well, so does the Bernese Mountain Dog. But be careful. If you consider this breed, you should expect a backyard full of holes. And if you truly love the Basset Hound, then don't be surprised by the drool stringers flung on your furniture, walls, and ceilings. In The Good, the Bad, and the Furry, author Sam Stahl has consulted with dozens of breed rescue groups to learn the best and worst traits of the world's most popular dog breeds, so you can decide which is the right breed for you. The Good, the Bad, and the Furry is illustrated and available warts and all wherever books are sold.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And welcome back to Animal Radio on Animal Radio Network. Special guest, she's been in our newsletter before. First time, I believe, on the air. Emily Yaffe is in Coffee. Emily, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very well. What city are you in?
I'm in Washington, D.C.
Calling you in the capital of our country, huh?
That's right.
Are you running things?
Well, I just spent the last 20 minutes cleaning Sasha's pee off the den floor, so I would say no.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I've seen your stuff on Slate.com, and I invited you to come over and do a little writing for the newsletter, and you did that a couple of times. Then you sent me this great book, a book which is basically every dog has a story and something that they did, something outrageous. And how did you discover that and decide to write about it?
I got a dog. And who knew? See, it's kind of like having a baby. No one tells you the real story. They just say, what a good idea. And, of course, it is a wonderful idea. But if you really knew the real story, who would do any of these things?
Well, what was the first real story?
Well, I would say it was early on in our relationship with Sasha, who we adopted from a beagle rescue organization. Mm-hmm. She'd been on death row, so she had some problems. My favorite bra had disappeared a couple of days before, and, you know, my husband and daughter denied knowing its whereabouts, and you really don't want to know if your husband's stolen your bra, do you?
No.
So I'm walking Sasha one night, and she's having a lot of problems, and I bend down, and I look, and not to be too graphic, I recognize what's coming out of her. It's the strap of my favorite bra.
Oh, no.
In one piece.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I got to perform surgery without a license, much to her relief.
Right on the street?
Yeah. Solve the mystery of the bra. But it was kind of mixed because I came home and I saw that while she had eaten the straps, she saved the cups and put them in her crate and slept with them. So that showed some kind of perverted, possibly, devotion.
Yes.
I think I'd rather have my husband take the bra.
Well, at that moment I thought, this is a six of one situation.
Now, are you a cat person or dog person?
Now or before?
I have a feeling you were a cat person before.
I was a total cat person. But I found out, I thought this was kind of fixed, like sexual orientation, but it turns out it's not. I was just a total hardcore cat person, couldn't understand what dogs are about.
Yeah, isn't it a gene you're born with?
Well, certainly I come from a family. I was overreacting to my mother's complete devotion to her dog. My mother wears a necklace that looks like something out of Hogwarts. It's this little locket, and it's sprouting coarse gray hairs, which is the hairs of her departed Akita. So this is the kind. So I was reacting against it. Anyway, I love cats, but despite Sasha's difficulties, I get dogs now. I mean, partly I was helped. We've had six foster dogs since we got Sasha, and some of them have been really wonderful and devoted. And they're dogs. Dogs do give you more. I mean, part of what I liked about cats is that they ignore you, and dogs don't ignore you.
Oh, there's a presence that's always there, huh?
Oh, yes. Which gets me back to what I was doing just before we started talking, the den floor. But
well, how's the book doing? By the way, I haven't even mentioned the title of the book yet. It's called What the Dog Did, Tales from a Formerly Reluctant Dog Owner. We're talking with Emily Yaffe, as rhymes with coffee. And Slate.com is where we can see your writings. How frequently?
Intermittently. Hal, I write a heavy petting column, which is about animals. And I also, although this sounds like an animal column, it's not. I'm also Slate's human guinea pig, in which I go out and have bizarre adventures and do humiliating things. Last year, for example, I entered a beauty pageant, and although we're on the radio, believe me, if you could see me, you'd know just how bizarre that is.
I take it you didn't win.
Well, no, that's not true.
Judy,
I'm looking at the picture at the back of the book, and you are a very attractive woman.
Airbrushing is the greatest invention.
You look like you've done some modeling or something like that.
No, that actually, that photo was my official entry photo for the Mrs. Washington, D.C. beauty pageant. I won, not because of my beauty, but because I was the only contestant.
By default. Well, that's why we're the number one radio, the animal radio show now, is because there's no other shows. They all gave up.
That always helps.
We don't have a problem with that.
Emily Yaffe, check out the book, What the Dog Did, Tales from a Formerly Reluctant Dog Owner. I'm going to give away a couple of copies right now. 1-866-405-8405. That's 1-866-405-8405. People call up, they say, you give out that number now, you memorized it. At first I had trouble with it.
Yes.
Does it spell anything? And Kaflugana is what it spells. 1-866-Kaflugana. I'd prefer to remember 405-8405. Call, we'll give you a copy of this book. Plus, we'll get you qualified for the no-name giveaway today. This is the only chance you're going to get qualified for today. 1-866-405-8405. Emily, thanks so much for hanging with us for a few minutes.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Hal. Thank you.
We're going to see more of your stuff in the newsletter, right?
Hope so. I will forward my most recent writing.
There you go.
Check it out. You can subscribe to that at animalradio.com. You're listening to Animal Radio on Animal Radio Network. On the phone with us from the Romania Animal Rescue Incorporated, actually a U.S. 501c3, we have a lady with two first names, Nancy Janes. Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Hal. How are you?
Very well. What city are we calling you in?
I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico right now, visiting my father.
Okay, very far away from Romania. Now, when we talk about Romania Animal Rescue, are we talking as in Romania, Romania?
In Romania, Romania, the country, yep.
How does one get involved with rescuing animals so far away from home?
Well, I went hiking in Romania in 2001 and was just appalled at what's going on with the street dogs.
There. What did you see? What did you see?
Oh, God. First of all, everywhere you look, there is a dog that is starving, dogs that have been hit by cars, dragging themselves around, dogs with exposed bones.
Not a good situation. Do the Romanians think differently of animals than we do?
You know, I think it's similar to here. There's people who love animals and people that don't. The people who love animals are kind of at wit's end what to do. The people who don't love them, you know, what can you do about them?
that's all over the world.
Yeah.
So you go to Romania and you come back and you say you got to do something about it and you create a 501c3. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how are you helping the animals? What are you doing? Are you going over there frequently? And have you created an organization over there, a program over there? What's going on?
Well, actually, we connected with an organization that was in Galați, Romania, which is in eastern Romania along the Danube. And in the city that this shelter, it's called Rolda, is now in, there's 14,000 street dogs. And when we met Rolda, they were just feeding about 30 dogs a day on the streets. And so I'm happy to say in the 2 years that we've been working with them, we've been able to build a shelter with enough kennels for 100 dogs and just completed a puppy kennel thanks to funding from AHIMSA. And we've spayed and neutered 1,500 dogs and cats.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about education? Any kind of education going on there?
Oh, yeah. We have brochures in all of the vets' offices about why spay and neuter is so important for the animal's health as well as for the population control. It's an extremely Eastern Orthodox religious country, and many people don't believe in birth control for animals as well as people. And so it's kind of hard to get that point across. But we're working on it, and we've got some billboard advertising in the works right now that we want to get up in Galat, saying, neuter, spay, no more strays, to connect the people with, look, if you neuter and spay, the stray problem will go away. We also provide free medical care along with spay, neuter, and vaccinations and deparasiting at our veterinarian in Galatz. It's called the Community Care Program, and anybody, whether it's an owned animal or a street animal that they bring in, can get care from our veterinarian for free.
Very good.
Yeah,
that is very good. Merrick Clifton, for those of you that are frequent animal radio listeners, our own Animal People Watchdog, has given this the Eastern Europe, this shelter, the Eastern Europe 5-star approval, saying it's one of the better shelters in Eastern Europe. Accolades there. How's Loretta Swood involved?
Oh, I'm glad you know about that. Well, we contacted Petco and asked them if they would help us to have some billboard advertising. And there are some syndications of different TV shows in Romania. One of them is MASH. And so the people in Romania really envy the West and would, I think, are going to be very complimented that a celebrity such as Loretta Swit is trying to help them with their animals.
Yes.
She's agreed to be on a billboard with a Romanian stray that we brought home with the neuter spay, no more strays.
Beautiful.
That's the second MASH character we've talked to in the last 6 months that's doing something good for the animals. Very good. So do you need funding still?
Of course.
Okay. How do, if someone's interested, someone's listening right now, is there a website? Is there a way we can help?
Yes. And thank you so much for asking. Our web address is www.romaniaanimalrescue.com.
And we'll put a link from animalradio.com. I gather you could go to the website and get pretty much an overview of what's happening.
Oh, yes. Okay. And our email address is romaniadogs@sbcglobal.net.
Isn't that nice how she says it nice and slow? It's like the messages we get during the day. Hey, Hal, it's Bob. Call me at 518. Talk to you later.
And we always need funding for food. We've also taken on caring for the dogs at the local pounds who were basically put in concentration camps to starve. So we're trying to feed 1,000 dogs a day. So we really need funding
for
food.
That costs money.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we will put a link from the Animal Radio website. If you're driving along right now and you want to help out this great organization, the Romania Animal Rescue. And Nancy James, thanks so much for taking time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's more Animal Radio on the way. Hold on.
Thank you.
By the way, Caesar Milan is just around the corner.
Woohoo!
I know. Just love his voice.
I can't wait.
Stick around for that.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Are you ready?
Oh, it's here. It's time. I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
I can start talking like Caesar Milan.
Oh.
Yes, I
it's
can.
It's not the same.
Due to the sway, I thought of the sway. There was nothing like,
no.
Hey, Caesar, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Caesar.
How are you, man?
We are calling you in Los Angeles, is that correct?
That's correct. South LA, Los Angeles.
Boy, you're the latest rage. You know that.
Sure.
Yes, everybody's very excited about your training techniques because you actually train the person, not the dog.
I I think we are the source, so we need to be informed very well to keep balanced dogs.
So many people want to just kind of give their dogs to someone and say, train my dog for me, and give them back when it's done. That doesn't
like an appliance.
Yes, that doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work because you're talking, you know, it's a relationship. So relationship, you can't send them to somebody else. You have to make sure you provide what it takes to be in a relationship.
Very good.
So, yeah, so it's like having a relationship man-woman. Uh-huh. Men have to understand how to fulfill women, and women have to understand how to fulfill men. Well, in our case, man-woman, we have to learn how to fulfill dog. And that's the part that I'm bringing, the awareness that I'm bringing. How to fulfill dog, not just to love dog.
Uh-huh.
You know, loving is part of the relationship, but they also need exercise, discipline, then affection.
So if someone comes to you and says, my dog has a behavior problem and I want to train him to do something, I'm going to drop him off and I'll see you in a few hours, I'll come back, you're going to say, no, that's not the way it works, right?
That's not the way it works for me.
Yeah.
It might work for somebody else, but it doesn't work for me.
Okay, so explain a little. You need the guardian there with the animal. The guardian's going to learn a lot.
Well, the guardian is going to find out who the source is. A lot of people think it's the dog. Everybody blames the dog, right?
Uh-huh.
But the truth is dogs don't rationalize.
Uh-huh.
It's the human who rationalizes. So it's something that is missing in the dog that he's developing unwanted state of mind, such as aggression, nervousness, fear, tension. Yeah. And a lot of time comes because the dog, or it doesn't get exercise, or it doesn't get psychological stimulation, or it doesn't get both. But it never comes because the dog is not loved enough.
Mm-hmm.
The dogs in America, they got affection, shelter, and love, or food every single day.
Right.
But what is missing is exercise discipline.
Ah.
The dogs in third countries, they get exercise discipline every day, not a lot of affection, but they still follow the human.
Uh-huh.
So dogs don't require love to live normal life.
Huh, very interesting.
You see it?
Yes.
And so in America, we believe the dog's first thing is affection. But what we do in this way is to fulfill in ourselves unconsciously. Because a lot of times people don't have a close loved one, or they don't have a kid, and uh-huh. the dog becomes the fulfillment, you know,
definitely.
Ingredient to it.
Yes.
It's healthy therapy to the human, not healthy therapy to the dog, because the dog is going to lose his identity. He's mm-hmm. now going to be seen as human.
Uh-huh.
So he is animal, dog, breed, then name. My clients, when they come to me, they see it this way. Name, breed, human.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how they view them. The way I view them is animal, species, dog, breed, name.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're unstable, it's not because the name is unstable. It's because the animal is not balanced. Once the animal is balanced, everything about that species is balanced.
There's no quick fixes, though. It takes a while to balance an animal.
Well, some of them move on very fast. The beauty of animals is they live in the now. See, humans live in the past and the future. This is why we hire psychologists and psychics. They don't.
Uh-huh.
So once they have an experience, they don't maintain the experience for the rest of their life. But when they come and live with human, a lot of time people fall in love to the story. So they, you know, they rescue a dog that was abused by a human, by somebody else. So they keep that story forever. So they feel sorry about the dog. So the dog senses a very weak energy towards him. So a lot of times dogs become the dominant one because the human feels sorry about him.
Oh.
See, we retain the story. We don't see the reality. The reality is this dog doesn't live with these people anymore. That's reality.
Uh-huh.
Well, so the dog moves on. You know, if you watch the show, you see how I'm able to create transformation that day. It can be a dog that has fear for 2 years. That day with me, he has no fear because wow. I see him from a whole different point of view.
This new DVD, which is selling like hotcakes, it's a top seller on Amazon.com. It's called People Training for Dogs. What are we going to find on it?
Well, we're going to find the essence, the foundation, the psychological part that a lot of people don't get to hear, don't get to see. You know, it's like when men in third world countries, they don't know that women's psychology exists. When I came to America, I had no idea that women's psychology exists. Until I start hearing other people who make me aware of it. You know, like Oprah, Dr. Phil, Barbara D'Angelo, Anthony Robbins, you know, Deepak Chopra, all those great guys. They're giving you good information. I want to be part of that group, the group that, you know, aware people.
Well, you're like the Dr. Phil for dogs, is what you are.
But that's what they say. I'm very, you know, it's a wonderful, it's an honor for me to be seen that way.
You have a lot of celebrity clients like Will and Jada Pinkett Smith and Vin Diesel and Nicolas Cage and Hilary Duff.
Yeah, my clients are, you know, successful people. My clients are professional people, and the dogs don't know. So if they live with Angelina Jolie, they don't know.
What's it like? Angelina Jolie comes to you and she says, my dog has some behavior problems, and I got to figure out what to do. And you say, well, you're going to have to work with me for a while. So you spend a little time with Angelina Jolie, do you not?
Well, I spend time with any client that comes to me. You know, yes. The evaluation is not so much the behavior of the dog. The evaluation is, what did you have in mind and what kind of energy you share around your dog? How much knowledge do you have? Just basic instincts, you know. Everybody has basic instincts, but in America, we don't use instincts a lot. We use intellectual. And
in
third-world countries, people use more instinct than America.
Uh-huh.
You see it? So we become less connected to Mother Nature because we don't use that part of us.
Definitely.
You know, whatever client it is, whatever status he lives in, I spend the same amount of time and I make sure I accomplish that they become clear it's not the dog. It's very important to me that they know that by the time we finish, it's not the dog.
Angelina, it's not the dog, it's you.
Well, any client, not just her. I never met her, but, you know, when I met her, I'm going to start her first.
Now, do you find anybody rejects that and leaves and says that it's not them, it's their dog, and refuses to believe it?
Well, my clients are people who are in a rock-bottom position, so they see me as the last hope.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't had those. I haven't had those type of clients because I don't, you know, I'm not with them. I am working with people who they give me 100% trust.
Uh-huh.
You know, so whatever I say, they do, and you know, it comes reality.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm glad that, you know, this is the people that is following me right now. Not the people they have like a block.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know?
The website is dogpsychologycenter.com. His name is Cesar Millan. You could see him on National Geographic's cable channel of The Dog Whisperer. The DVD is called People Training for Dogs. I'm going to give away 10 copies right now. 1-866-405-8405. 1-866-405-8405. Cesar, thanks so much for coming on Animal Radio. We hope you'll do it again sometime.
Thank you, guys. I'll be honored. Thank you.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
I recently adopted a beautiful new lab named Daisy. When I brought her home, she didn't get along with my other dog, Buster. So I tried everything to make them get along. I tried rewards. I tried separating them. And then I did some research, and I discovered Comfort Zone. Well, I plugged Comfort Zone in, and soon they were playing like puppies. I'm really happy. If it weren't for Comfort Zone, I might have given up on Daisy.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it.
And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim weight loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And we have the air conditioning cranked today.
It's a hot one here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful day in Kanab, Utah, just south of the Best Friends Animal Sanctuary. And, okay, so I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead.
Here's what we've added to the big no-name giveaway.
I've been waiting.
It does get bigger every couple of weeks, as we've told you, right?
So what now?
Well, Lowe's is getting involved in Lowe's Hotel.
Lowe's Hotels?
Yeah. We're going to put you up for a weekend, a pumped-up package. A pumped-up pets package is what they're calling that. That goes on to the package that we're giving away.
A whole weekend and you can take your pet?
Yes.
Wow. Can I enter?
Plus the cat condo or the dog mansion from Steps or Pets. And what
and
else?
We have
from Bissell.
The spot lifter?
The spot lifter?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure you mentioned that, okay?
Yes.
Now we add
the safety turtle.
The safety what?
It's a safety turtle. It's a cool little device that you put on your pet's collar. So if he accidentally falls in the pool or in the water or off the boat or something, an alarm sounds and you can go rescue him.
Oh, it's great. That's got to be a pretty expensive, high-end, pricey gift,
I
would imagine.
Oh, it's worth a few hundred dollars at least.
So this package is getting bigger and bigger. Every 2 weeks, we're adding something. It goes through September, and you can qualify in a multitude of ways. Every show, of course, will give you a chance to qualify. You can go to the website at animalradio.com and qualify for that. You can also send us your inkjet cartridges.
Your empty cartridges.
Yes. Don't take out the full ones from your computer. Everyone at the office will be really ticked off if you do that. The empty ones, instead of throwing them away, send them to us. And what we do is you call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll send you a postage-paid envelope so that you can send us those cartridges. We turn them into money. We turn them into educational program. We turn them into adopt-a-thons, all kinds of very good animal stuff. So
and
you're helping us.
For every six cartridges you send, we'll send you something in return.
Plus, we'll get you qualified for the no-name giveaway.
What a deal.
Darlene Arden is up next.
How exciting.
Very exciting.
She's going to be
she
live.
With Emma Parsons. This week she'll be live from some conference. We'll find out more in just a second right here on Animal Radio. Stick around.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And we are about to go live to Darlene Arden.
But first, can I tell you a real quick little article that I read?
Okay.
Okay, there's a city in Germany, Dresden, Germany, that has a problem with doggy poop all over the city. And they think that they've come up with the answer to that.
The answer to doggy poop
yes.
in the city, huh?
What they want to do is they want to introduce mandatory DNA testing for all of the dogs in the city.
Oh, so they can track the
poopy. So they can, yeah, so they can test the poop in the city and track down the dog. And I guess there's been some problem with canine rights over there, but they've been dismissed. And they said that since dogs are not human, that they don't have any right over their data, so that their humans cannot object to this. So we'll see if it becomes a law.
No right over their data.
No.
Okay. I want to thank a few people really fast. Animal Radio is brought to you by Comfort Zone, an innovative natural species-specific solution for cat and dog behavior problems, also Frontline. Say goodbye to T's and flicks. fleas and ticks. Also, Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food with its tantalizing aroma and chanting shapes and heavenly taste. It's simply the best tasting dry cat food versus leading brands. Also want to thank, I'm getting lots of email. You can email us at yourvoice@animalradio.com. I want to thank Denise Branch, listening to us at 99.7 KTTR in Rolla, Missouri.
Woohoo!
We appreciate that. Also, email coming in. This came into you. I hope you don't mind that I sidelined it. It says, woohoo!
I don't say that, do I?
She says, woohoo! As you would say, Judy, I'm a listener via the internet only, so I was pleased to save the show to my computer. Pleasantly surprised, I also saw a front page picture of Amelia Kincaid, who was also featured in the same show. What are the odds? Remember her? She was the freaky psychic.
Yes, she was. Very good.
I just recently finished her book and have since dived in headfirst into the world of animal communication. Ever since I learned of animal communication, I hoped that you would one day touch on the subject, not to mention have my favorite animal communicator on the show along with my favorite topic, rats. Rats.
Wow. Thank you.
If there's something you want to hear on the show, you know, give us a call. 1-866-405-8405. And I go over to the phone here. Darlene, are you there? Darlene?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry about that.
That's probably okay.
Fell asleep on hold there, huh? How are you doing?
Yeah, well, short naps are wonderful.
Where are you?
See, I was listening to what you were saying. I was listening to all of it. Love the Dresden story.
You're live from a conference, aren't you?
I am indeed. I am in Columbia, Maryland, and I am live from the IAADC conference. That's the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. You can find them on the web at IAADC.org or link through from my website, darlenearden.com.
Is that amazing?
This conference is called Animals and Other Nations, and this is IAABC's first conference. And if this is their first, wow.
Is it like a bunch of animal psychiatrists hanging out or something?
We have behaviorists and trainers from around the world here sharing their knowledge. It is just wonderful. Everything from training therapy dogs to litter box problems to I was able to catch up with Pam Johnson Bennett.
Oh, yes.
And R.K. Anderson, and lots of fabulous people are here. I'm speaking in about another hour on toy dog issues.
Oh, really?
We are just having the most remarkable times today and tomorrow, and this group is wonderful. You can also, if you need a behavior consultant, you can find one at their website,
whether
in the U.S. or around the world.
What is the website?
IAADC.org.
And we'll put a link from animalradio.com. What kind of issues would your animal be having that you'd want to consult a behaviorist?
If you have aggressive dog problems, if you have a cat who has litter box issues, if you're having trouble integrating your multiple cats, if you're having trouble integrating your multiple dogs, if you have dog house training issues, if you have any kind of behavior issues at all and you're concerned, you can find a behavior consultant.
Now, does your dog then just go to the office for an hour and hang out and talk about its life and then like a psychiatrist?
They will come and contact you. There's also a bird division.
Okay.
And I mean, they're right at the forefront of what's going on. Everybody's doing great work. Everybody's really concerned about animals and their human companions and the bond, making sure that that's solidified.
What have you learned so far from the conference in a couple of minutes here that we have?
Oh my gosh, there's been so much stuff. This morning I learned some new things about litter box issues from Pam, which were really wonderful, and how your cat views the litter box. And it's not just about cleanliness. There are things in here that are territorial. There are issues that cats will have in a multi-cat household that have to do with the litter box. And yes, keeping a clean litter box is part of it, but part of it is the placement of the litter box and make sure it's not a covered litter box so that they have an easy access route in and out. Because if you're in this vulnerable position and your mortal enemy is coming, you know, outside the litter box, whether that's another cat or the family dog,
So if you have one of those covered litter boxes and you have many cats in the house and one of them is not using the litter, it may simply be that the covered litter box is making them feel trapped. Is that what you're saying?
You need as many litter boxes as you have cats. And they need to be in separate places, because if you line them up, the cat's going to think it's one big, giant litter area.
You don't want to do that. Darlene?
You don't want to do that.
I thank you so much for touching base with us today. We appreciate it. If people want to learn more, they can go to what is your website?
My website is www.darlenearden.com. That's DarlenArden.com. And I have some very useful links there, including one to the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants.
That sounds like a good link. I'll be checking it out later. And then, of course, we want to thank Caesar Milan for coming on the show today.
The Caesar.
The Caesar Milan.
Yes.
And his sexy voice. Even I was a little bit aroused.
Oh.
I don't know. Wow. The voice was...
We'll get him back again.
Yeah, definitely. And I also want to thank... someone else would be... Oh, Emily Yaffe is Rhymes In With Coffee for coming on the show. You'll find out more of her stuff at animalradio.com. In the newsletter, you can sign up for that. Remember, if you get a pet this weekend...
Spay or neuter your pet.
Yes, please. No need to have any more animals in the world than we have right now.
And if you're looking for a specific breed of cat or dog, there are plenty of rescue places out there, rescue organizations that are specific to the breed. Go online. You can find almost exactly what you're looking for, or just go to your local shelter. There's lots of little mismatched mutts that are wonderful little companions looking for homes as well.
And don't forget to head on over to animalradio.com, animalradio.com this week. Get all the information about everything we've talked about and sign up for the no-name giveaway. This thing is getting big. You want to get in on it now. Animalradio.com. Okay?
Don't miss out.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio. Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Did you see here that Anima, A-N-I-M-A, Anima, is the ancient Latin word for soul?
Yes, I did. Isn't that interesting?
Interesting.
And that the word animal is derived from that.
Yeah, just add that L to anima and you get...
Get soul.
And you get anisole.
Anisole. This sounds like some kind of a fungus product for...
Anima, not to be confused with enema, of course. Very different. Who are we getting on the phone here?
We're going to speak to Kim Sheridan.
Kim Sheridan.
Yes.
She's written a book called Animals and the Afterlife, True Stories of Our Best Friend's Journey Beyond Death. And she's actually...
She confirms that our pets survive their physical death. That their
souls... She believes in the afterlife.
Yes, that their souls live on.
Okay, get her on the phone.
Okay, I need that paper.
Sorry.
I was waiting for somebody to answer or an answering machine to come on, and nothing came through.
I was really looking forward to talking to this lady here.
We will. Have faith in me.
She believes in the afterlife.
Haven't you ever had an experience with the afterlife with one of your pets that you've really bonded with?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you would know, because I've had one.
What happened with
you? And I would know. I had a cat, my beloved Bud. I had him for 17 years through divorce and moving out of state. My Bud was my best friend and traveled with me everywhere. He was my constant companion. And when he was 17, I had to make a business trip, left him with a friend of mine in California. And while I was gone, I got a call from my girlfriend saying that he was ill. So I was really worried, and I couldn't cut my business trip short. And I actually talked to her on a Friday and told her I would be home Saturday afternoon. And Friday night, while I was sleeping, I was completely startled, wide awake. Didn't at the time know what it was. I didn't think it was an earthquake. I was wide awake. Something just really hit me hard while I was asleep. And I sat up in bed, and all of a sudden... I knew what woke me.
Is that considered an afterlife experience, though?
Well, let me finish the story. When I figured out what woke me was Bud, and I knew he was ill, and I believed he was actually passing at that time.
Giving you a message.
Yes, he came and he visited me all the way, 2,000, 3,000 miles across, the United States. He came to me at the time of his passing.
And what was he saying to you?
He didn't say anything to me. I couldn't, there was no voices or anything. It was just an overwhelming feeling that he was there to say goodbye. And he came to say goodbye to me. And I looked at the clock and it was 4 o'clock in the morning. And I, you know, had a fitful rest of the night trying to go back to sleep in the morning. And when I woke up and it was a decent time to call California, I called my girlfriend who didn't want to talk to me because she didn't want to tell me some bad news. But I told her that I understood and that I knew what happened. She was a little perplexed, puzzled, couldn't understand, you know, what I was saying. And I said, I know that Bud passed away and that he passed away about 1 o'clock, which really freaked her out because she said she sat up with him when he was going, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, she said, when he passed away. And I told her, I know, because it was 4 o'clock when he came to me.
Oh, in the Eastern time zone.
In the Eastern time zone. And he came to me, and I knew that he was gone. And we, even though I was miles away, I got to say my goodbyes.
Okay. If you've had an afterlife experience with your animal, 1-866-405-8405. We're trying to get, what's her name?
Kim Sheridan.
Kim Sheridan on the phone.
She has a book that she's compiled of a bunch of different stories from people who have told her their stories of their animals in the afterlife.
It's doing very well on Amazon.com, I believe, one of the top bestsellers, Animals and the Afterlife. And you got a signed edition there.
I do. You know, I'm always fascinated by these books, even before I had my experience. I love to read other experiences that people have had with their animals because I truly believe that their souls live on, that they don't end at the time of their death, that you can feel their presence. And sometimes, even if you don't have signs, you know in your heart that they're there. But then there's sometimes that they actually give you signs, like I had.
While we're waiting for Kim Sheridan, we're going to try her up again one more time. While we're waiting for her, I want to remind you about our ink cartridge drive, our inkjet cartridge drive. You know those inkjets or those laser cartridges that you have in your computer, or not your computer, but your printer or your copier, and about every 3 or 4 months, depending on how much you use your computer, they get spent. They're used. You usually have to replace them. You take them out and you throw them into the garbage. They end up in a landfill. Now you can actually mail them to us free of charge. We'll actually send you the envelope to mail them to us, too. So it doesn't cost you anything. You can mail them to us at Post Office Box 129, Kanab, Utah, 84741. Or you can call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll actually mail you a postage-paid envelope, so you can mail these inkjet cartridges and these laser cartridges directly to us. You say, what do you do with these? Well, we actually sell them to a company that buys them from us and turns them into money that we can create educational programming like this that you're hearing right now, as well as adoption events throughout the country. So each one of those cartridges, instead of being trash, are actually worth at least a couple of bucks each. Also, your cell phones, your old cell phones, if you're upgrading to one of those new digital third-generation cell phones, one of those old cell phones is worth at least 10 bucks also, so you can mail those to us and help us with providing educational programming and adoption events throughout the country. And by the way, all this information is at the website at animalradio.com. Okay, so I thought maybe perhaps for the first time in animal radio history we were stood up, but that's not the case.
No, I told you I would get her. We've got an echo in here.
It is. It's. Oh, now it's the birdies that are echoing, huh?
Yeah.
Kim Sheridan. Kim, how are you doing?
Hi, fine, thank you.
Hi, Kim.
What city are we calling you in?
San Diego.
Beautiful day, I'm sure, there.
It is.
And we love the book, by the way, Animals and the Afterlife, True Stories of Our Best Friend's Journey Beyond Death. What made you write this book?
Life experience. It wasn't something I planned to write. It was something that life kind of put in my lap, and it's an experience that, first and foremost, was a personal journey for me. And the healing I found in my own life with this information was so profound that I thought, wow, you know, there's a lot of people out there grieving the loss of beloved animals who need to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking a few minutes ago about Judy's cat, Bud.
Bud, yes.
Who passed away, and you knew it when Bud passed away.
And I was not with him. I was living in California, and I happened to be in Baltimore for work, and he was 17. I had left him with some friends, and I woke up in the middle of the night just startled. Something had just hit me, and I sat up and realized that it was him. And I knew that he had passed away and he had come to say goodbye.
Now, I'm not sure if that's your typical afterlife connection.
That's actually a relatively common experience.
Really?
When the bond is strong, they will do what they can to let us know they're leaving or they're gone. And very often they will let their person know right at the moment of passing. Come by to say goodbye, and good for you for noticing.
Well, you know, it was comforting, because had I gotten the news the next day that he passed away and I wasn't there, I mean, you know, it was devastating anyway, but it was comforting that I felt I got to say goodbye even though I wasn't physically with him.
Absolutely, and you did.
Uh-huh.
And you did, and he did.
You see, I'm one of those people that I'm a little bit skeptical. I'd like to believe very much that animals that were very close to me have an afterlife and that they're visiting me one way or the other, but I'm not completely convinced of that.
I totally understand. You are me not that many years ago. I was the same way. And I think that's why it's so perfect that I was the one who life brought to this subject matter, because I really needed to be convinced first. Uh-huh. I was the same way. I thought, you know, it'd be nice. It'd be really nice if animals had an afterlife, but where's the proof? And for me, it was my journey of the proof being presented to me time and again, and me still being skeptical when things were literally looking me in the face. I really needed to get through that skepticism in my own mind before I would ever even dream of putting a book like this out there.
You know,
I think that's very common. Many people, it's like we need to see something before we're going to believe it, and if it's so outside of our belief system, even when we do see it, we're still going to question it.
You know, that's why I think I'm so fascinated with this type of book. It's something I didn't want to tell too many people because I thought they would think I was crazy. And
right.
I get my hands on books like this, and it's, you know, reading all these other stories and people who have gone through similar things, I know what I felt was true.
You're not crazy.
Yeah.
What are some of the stories that you'll see in the book?
All sorts of different experiences. I tried to focus primarily on ordinary, everyday people who aren't psychic, don't have any of that going on, but just have an experience such as the one Judy just shared.
Mm-hmm.
Very often they'll present, and deceased, a departed loved one, whether they be an animal or human, is still connected with us. And very, very often they'll try, possibly always, they'll try to make contact with us. It's just a matter of whether or not we get it. It'll come in the form of a dream, which people often will find it really easy to dismiss. So some of the dreams are so profound, there's just no way to explain them away. They'll come in the form of a sound. For example, it's very common for someone to hear the sound of their departed animal, bark or purr, whatever it may be. And at first, when this happens, people usually, the first thought is, oh my God, I'm going crazy. and also, people will often tend to write this off as a coping mechanism of a mind that's just steeped in grief, trying to make sense of it all.
Yes.
But the thing is, when these things happen, very often there are outside witnesses. And when more than one person, or in many cases, a person and the other animals in the home are clearly noticing these contacts, whether they be the sound or seeing a visual image, or feeling the animal brush up against the leg, or jump on the bed, or whatever.
I've felt that before.
It's very common, and very often these very experiences are witnessed by multiple people and or animals, and so it's hard to dismiss it when you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And that also provides validity for all those people who are alone when they have these experiences, and they know, oh my goodness, this is happening to a lot of people all around me. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, you know, it happened to me. I was alone, and I knew it wasn't a coincidence.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is, I found early on in my research, people were real hesitant to share their stories. At first, a lot of people said, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want to use my real name in the book. But over time, as I think our culture has opened its mind over the years since I first started this project, and television has certainly helped with that,
yes.
And you know, some of the shows that have been on the air in the past number of years. And also just hearing that other people are opening up and sharing, it provided a space for people to say, okay, you know what, I am comfortable sharing this. You know what, I've hidden this for so many years. This is what happened. I'm not crazy. Here's what happened. Here it is.
Well, it's a great book. We love the book. We're going to give away a few copies if you want to pick up one. 1-866-405-8405. Otherwise, you can pretty much get it about anywhere. I believe it's one of the top sellers on Amazon.com right now. Animals and the Afterlife by Kim Sheridan. Kim, we appreciate you spending time with us today. And we appreciate you documenting all these special stories of these very special connections between animals and their humans.
Well, anything I can do to provide comfort for people who are grieving the loss of animals, that's what I'm there for.
Do you have a website?
It's www.animalsandtheafterlife.com.
And we'll put a link from animalradio.com. Kim, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me.
There's more Animal Radio on the way.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get 2 furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
shipping.
$169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. Elk, bison, bird, bear. Their stories are told in images etched upon stone. On rock art from Norway to the Southwest, France to Peru. Elements of earth are used to communicate the story and spirit of the animals who lived in the far, distant past. Thousands of years ago, animals were the center of the human world. The hunter-gatherers of the Paleolithic and Neolithic landscape had to interact with their world and the animals in it, developing a harmonious manner in which to coexist, perhaps even to form an alliance with the creatures that shared their arena of life. They would have hunted these animals, most likely worshipped them for their life-sustaining gifts, as well as admired their actual presence. At the Three Rivers Petroglyph site on the Carrizozo Plain of New Mexico, the majority of the 21,000 petroglyphs are animal-related. What is the significance of these animal storybooks of stone? What is sacred is often secret and hidden. In the era of the Paleolithic, what was sacred was hidden in caves. Some believe the caves became a private space for shamans in which to honor the presence of the divine. Scholars speculate that some of the 30,000-year-old pictures in the famous cave in Lascaux, France, came about through the dreamlike inspiration of the shaman, the spiritual head of the community. The shaman would transfer his experiences and guidance from the other world of spirits, gods, and animal helpers onto the cave walls. A book of story etched onto timeless stone that chronicled the dreams and myths of his people. Other rock art sites were more public, akin to our theaters or schools, with people creating images to record the animal life of their world. Some 2,000 years ago in the Nazca Plain of southern Peru, ancient artists carved an image of a hummingbird so large it can only be seen from 1,000 feet in the air. In carvings made over 7,000 years ago along the coast of Norway are pictured halibut. Although archaeological evidence shows that the people of that time ate a lot of cod, halibut are powerful and can weigh up to 500 pounds, creating speculation that the spirit of halibut might have been worshipped. Also, since cod is not captured in stone, we can guess that it was probably much more exciting to record the catch of a halibut than a more everyday fish like cod. In Chaco Canyon, a mountain lion pictograph. A pictograph is painted on stone, a petroglyph is pecked into stone, appears in Anasazi rock art looking like a mountain lion. While in later Pueblo art, he is depicted in a more ritual role with feathers, headdress, and rainbows. Perhaps an engraved metaphor in which the powers of the animal are transferred to people. Although some of the meanings of animal engravings can be understood today, the more religious interpretations are far more difficult to decipher. One archaeologist comments that trying to understand them is comparable to a space alien landing in the middle of a Christian church trying to understand what a man is doing hanging on a cross with only a cloth about him. Even though rock art bears remarkable similarity across the globe, it must always be kept in context for each culture. Without any knowledge of the history, stories, or religious thinking of a culture, the iconography is difficult to interpret. Tens and thousands of years have passed since these unknown artists etched vision onto rock. Even though much of what is depicted will always remain a mystery, in the words of C.S. Lewis, these dreams strayed into daylight can be a magical mirror into how our ancient ancestors viewed their world and gave it meaning. And one thing seems certain. Across time, space, and culture, the relationship people sculpted with animals was as solid as the medium upon which they pecked and painted the animals on them. Solid as a rock. Visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Oh, I love Rayanne.
Oh, I love listening to her stories.
Philosophical in ways.
Yeah. They're just the right amount length of time. Not too long, not too short. Just enough to get you thinking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, we're on the air. We're live.
Thinking about that just for a second. Nothing like a little bison thought. On a Saturday afternoon, a beautiful day outside in Kanab, Utah, where we're broadcasting from today. Not on the road today, but we will be, and we'll keep you up to date on where we'll be next. We can go to the website. But we had to come back to town here to organize the prize closet for the no-name giveaway.
It's big. It's getting bigger and bigger all the time. It's going through September, and we have many ways for you to qualify.
Yeah, we'll give you tons of ways to qualify. In fact, one of the ways to qualify is send us your cartridges, your spent inkjet cartridges.
But not Epsons. Everything but Epsons.
Or your old cell phones.
Yes, there you go. Even cartridges from your fax machines. We'll accept those.
Yeah. The laser cartridges from your laser printer.
Yes.
They're worth money to us.
But you don't have to spend money to send them to us. You can get a prepaid envelope that we will send to you, and all you have to do is stick them in there and send them back. No money out of pocket.
Really?
Yeah.
Just an envelope like
just
that.
Just an envelope like that. And then you can visit our website at www.animalradio.com or call us at 866-405-8405 and give us your information, and we'll send you out one of those envelopes.
And if we get you qualified for the no-name giveaway with your cartridges or any other way, here's what's in the no-name giveaway so far. We started with the Steps for Pets
cat condo.
Cat condo, which we've turned into a cat condo
or
dog mansion.
Yes.
Depending on what you have, if you have a dog or
even
a cat.
If you have both, you only get one. You got to decide.
We also have the Bissell Spotlifter, thanks to the folks at Bissell. This is an awesome little vacuum.
A must-have for every pet owner.
Deep cleaner, yes.
Yes.
And then this week we add Lowe's Hotels Pumped Up Pet Weekend.
Wow, this is a hotel weekend that you can take your pet with you?
Now they'll actually cater to your pet.
Wow.
They're doing some amazing things at Lowe's Hotel. Also, the Safety Turtle, which is an electronic harness that detects water, so if your animal falls in the pool or something like that.
An alarm will sound if you're in the house and your dog's in the backyard and falls in the pool, or if you're out boating or at a lake, if your dog accidentally falls over or whatever, you have an alarm so you can save your pooch.
And that adds a little bit to the package there. Now, every 2 weeks, we add a couple more things to the package. So you want to get qualified for it as soon as you can.
Because by the September, it's going to be huge.
Big, 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 big.
Yes.
Big enough to see the parade. You can qualify by sending us your cartridges. Or if we ask you to call in and qualify at 1-866-405-8405, you can qualify that simply, too.
It's that easy.
Very, very good. Let's see, what else? Oh, we have coming up in just a couple of minutes here. Very, very excited about this. What is it that I'm excited about? Carolyn Levin.
Carolyn, she's got some good advice for us, doesn't she?
She's talking about blind dogs.
Yes, it's listen in if you have a blind dog or if your dog is slowly losing its sight. She's got some great tips.
Also, Farnham and Tammy Center talking about Comfort Zone. It's all coming up right here on Animal Radio. Stick around.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. Want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
You know, Judy, not a day goes by, and
yes,
you could vouch for this, that I'm mentioning Comfort Zone, telling a friend about Comfort Zone, or perhaps I'm telling, we get all kinds of calls at 1-866-405-8405. People call in, they say, okay, my cat is urine marking. And one of the first things that we recommend is Comfort Zone.
Comfort Zone. I want to know how we lived without it.
It's not that new. It's been around for a few years.
Uh-huh.
And one of the companies that capitalized on it exclusively, I believe, is Farnham. And the Comfort Zone product with DAP, dog-appeasing pheromone. Anyone comes to me and they say, okay, this is the time of the year that I travel. And the animals don't like to travel. Well, if you're in a motorhome, what we do with the Alpha Dog is we uh-huh. plug in one of these. They're like Glade plug-ins, Comfort Zone plug-ins for the cats.
There you go. And a lot of people are adopting new animals at this time of year, too. And it's a great way to break a new animal into your home and help him be
yet another
to his new surroundings.
And we have Tammy Center. Hi, Tammy from Farnham. How are you doing?
Good. Fine. How are you doing?
Hi, Tammy.
Very good. The big cheese with Comfort Zone, our savior, because I'll tell you, when you put four cats into a studio at one time, sometimes it's not so peaceful, but we've found with Comfort Zone, we can not only have you as a sponsor, but we can have testimonials that we believe in when we say that. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, thank you.
What is the deal with pet adoptions and using Comfort Zone?
Well, actually, Comfort Zone is a great tool when transitioning your pet to a new home. Both Feel Away and DAP, Feel Away is for cats. It helps in helping a cat feel more familiar in their environment when they're transitioning to a new home, so they don't have that urge to urine mark and to vertically scratch certain areas of the home so that you don't feel that territorial need.
Mm-hmm. What is a comfort zone made of? And I know it's different for cats and different for dogs. The product for cats is Feel Away, and for dogs, I believe it's dog appeasing pheromone. What are those exactly?
What they are is they are pheromones. They're natural pheromones. Or they're a synthetic version of the natural pheromones that both a cat or a dog will secrete in nature. And they're used by species specific as far as, you know, Feel Away is only resonates with cats and DAP only resonates with dogs. And what it does is it helps those, say for instance, it helps a cat communicate with other cats within its same species, and it helps a dog communicate with dogs of its same species. And it helps to send a message. For instance, with DAP, it sends a message of comfort and security. It helps dogs feel and recognize it's a similar pheromone to what the mother dog secreted when she was nursing her puppies. And when she was nursing her puppies, she secreted this pheromone, which we call a dog appeasing pheromone, mm-hmm. which sent a message to her puppies of safety and security. And when a dog recognizes that, as well as, you know, once it leaves its mother in adulthood as well as a puppy, it again remembers that sense of safety and security.
Humans can't smell this.
No, it is completely odorous and it's non-toxic.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. Okay, so pet adoption is big time of the year that we're going to go out perhaps and get an animal. We're going to have to spay or neuter it. We're going to also remember that we don't have to buy from a breeder. We can get it at a rescue. How can Comfort Zone help us with adopting that new animal?
Well, Comfort Zone is a great tool to use when adopting a new animal as you're transitioning that animal to its new environment. So with Feel Away, it helps in cats feeling more familiar in their environment so they don't have that urge to act out aggressively towards other cats or act out in a way of marking their territory through urine marking. DAP helps a dog feel more comfortable and secure in its environment, so it's less likely to act out destructively through excessive barking or whining or destroying things.
Okay, so when we bring the new animal in the house, we introduce them to Comfort Zone. Would it be the plug-in? Would it be the spray? How would we do it?
Actually, it's good to use both the tools, especially with a dog when you're trying to bring a new dog into your home. Most likely you're going to crate train him. So it's good to use the diffuser in the home in the area where he spends most of his time, but also to put it close to where his crate is, where you're crating him. But use the spray as a tool that when to spray it 10 or 15 minutes before you put him into the crate will help him settle down a lot faster in that crate.
You can also use the spray for your car when you're transporting him home, can't you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's a great tool to take when you're going to pick up your animal and to spray your car 8 to 10 pumps into your car before you put your animal in there.
You see, the other day, we were at the veterinarian, one of our close-to-feral cats got, what is that?
Something, a foxtail.
A foxtail
in
stuck
her mouth.
Through her the side of her face. And so we had to actually go to the vet for this, and the first thing the vet did was pick up a bottle of Feel Away and spray it around the office. And she does this with every client. She recognizes how it makes them feel very comfortable.
Right. It works great for dogs and for cats, but it's especially helpful for cats because they're so anxious when they're transporting away from their home, especially going to the vet.
I also heard that you can take like a bandana and spray it and tie it around your dog's neck. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, it's great if you want to take your dog for a walk or say, for instance, you've just got a new puppy or a new dog that you've adopted into the family and he's needing to go to training classes.
Uh-huh.
You can spray the DAP 8 to 10 pumps again on the bandana about 15 minutes before you put it on his neck and then just wrap it around his neck and you've got DAP that's going with your dog to the training class or when
he's Wow, what a great idea.
Yeah, that is. How long does it take? Does it take do they have an immediate reaction? Does it take a few days? Does it take a month? How long does it take for their first reaction?
Well, with the diffuser, it generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks. On average, about 2 weeks before you start to see a noticeable difference in the behavior of the cat or the dog when using the diffuser. And the reason for that is because it takes time for those pheromones to secrete and to dissipate into the environment, where the spray is much more of a direct application, so you see a more immediate effect with the spray.
Here in Kanab, we have our pet store, Critter Quarter, with Joanne, our dear pet sitter, and she has used Comfort Zone for a long time, and she said that she just ran out for a couple of days, and she noticed a difference. The animals acted differently with the absence of Comfort Zone. I thought that was intriguing.
I actually see that with my own dog because I bring him to the office quite frequently. And I usually use DAP during the transportation from home to the office, and I happened to not have it with me today, actually.
Uh-oh.
And he was quite anxious on the way and crying and whining throughout the whole trip for the whole 45-minute commute.
Uh-oh.
Once I got to the office, I had DAP diffuser in my office that I keep running, as well as I put some spray on a bandana and put it around his neck, and he settled down right away.
All of our Animal Radio listeners know that we're constantly talking about this great product, Comfort Zone, and we're giving away some all the time. 1-866-405-8405. We're going to give you a chance for your cat, a little feel away and the plug-in, or for your dog with dog-appeasing pheromone. We'll let you try it out right now, but I warn you that once you try it out, that you'll definitely be going out and getting this, and you can get it pretty much at any pet store, Petco, PetSmart. If you want more information about it, what is the website, Tammy?
The website is petcomfortzone.com.
Very good. And you, too, can sort of be a testimonial for it. You hear the testimonials all throughout Animal Radio. Once you try it out, you'll understand what we're talking about. It's an amazing product, Comfort Zone. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Do not adjust your station. That's not static. It's a dozen dogs who got the number 2 flea control product just 1 week ago, and they're already scratching away. Now hear this. Silence. The sound of a dozen dogs who used Frontline Plus 4 weeks ago. So which dogs would you rather have in a cramped radio booth with you? Hey, give me back my shoe! Frontline Plus. It's waterproof and kills fleas fast all month long. Say goodbye to fleas and ticks.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
And everything you ever want to know about animals is at animalradio.com. All the information about the cartridge drive, the no-name giveaway, the pet-friendly tour of America, all of that. Or, plus, headlines, stories like this.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about there's an auto glass company in New York who's just doing a big business right now.
Why is that?
He's got, everybody's bringing their cars in. Someone has brought their car in to have their mirror replaced 3 times already.
Really?
Yeah. Their problem in the neighborhood is there is a woodpecker that is running around, and it's the mating season. This is a male woodpecker.
Oh, it thinks it's seen its reflection.
And he thinks he's seeing an enemy. He doesn't realize it's him, so he's going to all these car mirrors, and he keeps breaking them and attacking them. And everyone in this city has been warned to cover their mirrors. And, of course, you know, you don't always remember. You forget. And like I said, one person has had their car in 3 times.
Imagine telling the insurance company about that one. Stories like that at animalradio.com. Please check out the website, if you will. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk about blind dogs. Because there's a lot of them, and they're so easy to take care of, you can help. Coming up next.
Yes.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Carolyn Levin, registered nurse, is our guest. How are you doing, Carolyn?
Fine. Thanks very much for having me.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Judy.
You have a book, a great book, called Living with Blind Dogs, and it really opens up a whole new world to what really is becoming sort of a niche in people taking care of animals with handicaps.
You're right. As animals earn a more and more valuable place in society as the years go by, people euthanize them less often because of problems like this. And I'm always sorry when folks need my books, but I'm really glad there's something for them when they, you know, when they make this decision or want to deal with these kind of problems.
As far as having a blind animal, I imagine it's somewhat high maintenance, but these animals are generally in a happy disposition. Is that correct?
For the vast majority of them, yes. You can imagine all of your listeners who have dogs know how much they depend on their sound, sense of hearing and sense of smell. So those skills can really be utilized in the dog to some extent better than blind humans deal with these problems.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few cases, instances of blindness where the blindness is part of a bigger systemic health problem.
Mm-hmm.
So indeed, sometimes those dogs, you know how it is when you're sick, you just don't feel as well. And
no.
So those dogs have different, you know, different issues.
What are some of the things you can do to help a blind dog maneuver around your house and your yard?
If you think first about a scent, you can mark places that your dog would either find helpful or helpful to avoid. So, for example, if there was a coffee table he
mm-hmm.
always bumped into
mm-hmm.
and you dabbed a little vanilla extract or a little lemon pledge on it and you worked with him as in a real training exercise to slow down when he smelled that fragrance,
wow.
They come pretty quick to understand that, you know, that's the obstacle. Or vice versa, if he's having trouble finding the back door to get out to the yard, you could scent that with a fragrance and help him locate it. And then there are sound cues,
mm-hmm.
hang bells, putting metronomes, you know, the little tick-tock metronomes by the back door. And believe it or not, tactile cues, like running a carpet strip or a plastic, you know, you'll see those plastic runners
mm-hmm.
that in the commercial building sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and they can hear and feel how to get from the back door to their, you know, dog bed or from the water bowl to the couch. And after a while, those kinds of things can be removed because after about, maybe 6 or 9 months, the dogs just start mentally mapping, making a mental map of their environment.
Do their other senses become more acute, do you suspect?
I came from a background of ophthalmology nursing, and there's no indication that they increase. It's not that your hearing improves. It's just that you rely on it more.
Mm-hmm.
And so by giving them cues to those senses, you can make up that deficit, the vision deficit, pretty well.
Well, I've seen some dogs that when you're in their environment, in their home, you would never guess they were blind.
Mm-mm.
I hear that a lot. People will have company over, and they may have more than one dog, and when they all go charging through the house at the, you know, the doorbell or the UPS man, nobody knows. And a lot of that has to do with that they have made a cognitive map of their environment.
Do you think dogs are becoming blind more so because they're living longer, they're aging?
I think maybe that has a little less to do with it. I would assume that numbers of dogs in the U.S. and around the world are growing, you know, companion animals. Mm-hmm. And while breeders, dedicated breeders, try very hard to eliminate these kind of problems from their lines, a lot of the blindnesses we see are genetic. You know, they do have a genetic basis. And then I'm a big believer in sort of the natural lifestyle for dogs in terms of food and pesticides and all those things. And so sometimes lifestyle has an effect on bringing forth genetic predispositions.
Mm-hmm. What are some signs that I should be looking for that my pooch is going blind?
Some of it is dramatic. Some of it, one of the blindnesses happens overnight. You can't miss that one. An unwillingness to either jump in the car, jump on the couch, things that the dog used to do. Some of the forms of blindness are painful. So if the dog is rubbing his eyes on the carpet or with a paw, if you notice a change in how their eye looks to you, like you see a greenish glow or maybe a white haziness, or heaven forbid, they start getting a little bulgy, those are all emergency signs. And get on into the vet or the veterinary ophthalmologist.
Are there specific toys or specific ways to play with a blind dog?
Yes, again, using scent and hearing. Nowadays, with modern computer technology, you can go to the pet store and find all sorts of balls and fuzzy toys and treat cubes that have those little computer chips in them, and they talk and chatter and giggle. And those are very good because they'll keep making noise long enough for the dog to find and retrieve it.
Wow.
And scent games, and they can go as far as formal tracking skills, even though blind dogs with disabilities are not permitted in AKC competition.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a terrific skill to teach and play with a blind dog because they feel so successful, you know, tracking a scent and
build their confidence. Yes.
Absolutely, that's right. Something they can do, and we can only follow along and trust them.
Living with Blind Dogs, a resource book and training guide for the owners of blind and low vision dogs. Carolyn Levin, a registered nurse. Look for it on Lantern Books, of our friends over at Lantern, who continuously bring us good titles, good authors. There's more Animal Radio on the way. Thanks, Caroline. We're going to give you this website. It's animalradio.com. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.